This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
That was a good one. That was Craig Hoffman making fun of his partner in crime, Anthony Haney, a.k.a. Super Producer. And we're blessed today to bring on a man that really led the stunt that got Art Monk to open his door and surprise him in a way I didn't think was possible. Only guy could have pulled that off was G Money, Gary Clark, and he joins us now. And dude, I don't know how many times, how many Google hits or whatever you got on that, but that had to be one of the more viewed sequences of anything ever since the internet opened. And you did a brilliant job. I don't know why you didn't do it freestyle, but anyway, you dominated with that phone. I don't know how you could contain yourself the way you did. How cool was the moment?
I tell you, seeing Art surprise Walker was just, I mean, seeing the look on his face, you know, it's hard to surprise Monk because he don't like surprises to start with. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
So he don't like surprises, but to see the surprise on his face, but also the joy in his face when he had a chance to see myself and, you know, his other teammates and brothers that he loved, you know, Charles Mann there, you know, Darryl's there, you know, I mean, all of his guys that, you know, was closest to him on the team was able to come out and share that special moment of retiring that jersey that should have been retired a long time ago. I think we all know that.
Seeing him speechless, you've seen him in so many big moments on and off the field. And what shocked me, what got to me, was how he actually seemed surprised.
I tell you what, I mean, his family did a great job of keeping it. His family knew for like weeks that it was coming, right? But they did a great job of, you know, containing it and not letting him find out. You know, I mean, he had to have at least 30 to 40 family members and friends there that are from that. I had no clue who they were, you know, so it was, and you got to see his kids all grown up now. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I know.
What a day that it turned out to be. I mean, they really did a great job. I mean, the Commanders, they did what they were supposed to do. I retired that man's jersey so no one else will ever wear number 81 again unless I still want to run out on the field one day with it.
What was your favorite moment being on the field with James Arthur Monk?
It's probably when I think we was playing, I want to say, was it Houston maybe? Not Houston. It's when I scored my first touchdown, and he was one of the first guys that came over to congratulate me. You know, that's that, until that happened, that's when you finally feel like you matter. You know what I'm talking about,
yeah.
Walker, when you feel like you matter, you're a part of the team. If I got Art Monk coming over, pat me on the back. I know I did something extremely good because, you know, Art's just, you know how he is. Like, he revels like winning. He revels you're doing something spectacular. And that's when he will show a sign of emotion, which is typically with a pat on your back or shaking your hand, and even a smile from time to time. You know, so, I mean, it was just, for me, that was the experience. I scored my first touchdown. He's one of the first guys I get to hug when I score. So, I mean, it was a great moment for me.
Do you have any moments
against the Cardinals, I'm pretty sure.
Do you have any moments in meetings that were hilarious? I want to know if you saw the side of Art that I got a chance to experience and see.
Well,
did you know he was an artist and how well he draws?
Yes, I did know that.
So you did know that. Them caricatures. Dude, I almost hemorrhaged in a meeting laughing so much. I mean, it's the last person you suspect to do something like this. But, man, our meetings were so much fun. And I just wonder, off the field, is there a moment that you can actually say on public radio that most people may not see James Arthur Monk in that situation?
Well, what people probably don't know about James Arthur is he's kind of a prankster. You know,
that's my point. Not like Nelms.
Yeah, I mean, he was kind of a prankster.
Yeah, Nelms should be in the Hall of Fame because of the things he did and disrupted, and other people got blamed for it. Nelms was the guy behind most of it, but Arthur, man, so share one with us.
I mean, well, the thing I guess he did to help, bring me into the fold, so to speak, is, make sure that my jock had heat in it. You know what I'm talking about? I'm saying the heat.
Yeah,
oh, boy, that does not go away for hours, hours, especially once you start sweating, like hours.
Oh, my God, that's awful.
And I'm a rookie. Yeah. I can't leave the field and go into the field house, so I just had to deal with it the whole time. Oh. I was at practice until practice was over.
Now, you sure that was Art, not
that was definitely Nelms? Art. He was laughing. What was he laughing about?
Okay, all right.
What are you laughing about when I'm uptight?
Can you believe
he just
that?
Started laughing.
See, nobody's going
to tell you what,
James
though,
Arthur putting analysis bomb in the guy's
job. This is another thing. Art is very devoted to his closest friends.
Uh-huh.
Like, devoted. Like, he will take a hit for one of his closest friends.
Yeah.
I remember was on the field. And me and Daryl Green got into it, right?
Uh-huh.
But Daryl, Art, Tim, Charles, that's his crew, right?
Yeah.
That's his crew,
yeah,
all day long. I mean, they do a lot of things together. They worship together. They eat together. They celebrate together. So I'm sitting there, fighting Daryl, right? Next thing I know, Art is fighting me to help Daryl. I was like, what are you doing, Art? I was like,
we're offense,
you're supposed to be supporting
me.
Yeah,
that's the keepsake. I didn't know that one. I hadn't heard that one.
Oh.
No, he's loyal.
But I just got there, though.
That's right.
You
hadn't been branded yet.
No, yeah, man. I wasn't his guy yet. I hadn't earned that honor yet. Because it's early in training camp. Early in training camp, I don't really know who everybody is.
No, that's true.
Nor do I really care. I'm
That's
trying
why
to make
that
the
tape
team,
they used to put on your helmet really mattered.
I'm just trying to make the team.
Yeah.
Didn't know who anybody really was. Nor did I care. I just knew if I had to make that person look bad or I had to beat that person, I had to do something. But me and Daryl got into it because Daryl's a heck of a defensive back and not one of the best ever to play. And it probably frustrated. He probably did something just frustrated me because I probably didn't get open. And it probably frustrated me. So it probably was my fault. I probably struck out first.
Yeah.
But let's say the same thing would happen to Art. I would have had Art's back because he's an offensive guy.
Yeah. But Daryl was so tough. I saw Daryl take on guards, and especially when I was sideline reporting, covering you guys at that point. And Daryl, because you got to do it, and he did it. And he initiated contact on men that weighed 100 pounds more. And that's what I respect. Cornerbacks have to cover a guy who may be able, well, nobody could outrun him, but that could run with him. And then they had to take on 300-pounders that were trying to destroy him. And you learn a lot about what it takes to be a corner in this league when you're at ground level. It is amazing. Yeah. But that's a story I did not know, and that's a good one by Gary Clark, who joins us here on the Hoffman Show, DOC and super agent or producer Anthony Haney. That moment, the day of it, whenever when this happens, oh, Ricky, I meant to ask you about Slick. I know, see, Slick's working. Mm-hmm. Slick's probably pushing a rig or whatever, but the posse, I know how intimate it was for me with the Fun Bunch because we started it because Art was injured. So it wasn't like a promotional thing. We were doing it as a tribute to him while in his absence, we were going to jump to get him back. And then when he came back, we were playing the Cardinals. And, you know, it's like he forgot to jump, and then we had to do it again. He scores again. So those kind of things we were talking about, really thinking it would be over once he got back. But, man, it wasn't, and it took off. Talk to us about the generation of the posse.
I mean, it was something that I don't think we necessarily saw coming.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't until after Super Bowl 22 that the posse truly was born, because we never really ran three wideouts a lot. You know, every occasionally, maybe like once every five or six games, we would run, you know, three wides. Yeah. You know, it really wasn't something that we were really doing a lot.
Right.
Especially my rookie year. That's before Ricky got there. And then after Art got hurt, and Ricky had such a spectacular season, I mean, Super Bowl game, he had to come up with something. And unfortunately, you know, it hurt our H-back, because at that point in time, you know, we had two receivers and an H, which was really a tight end
right. That
could run.
Right.
You know, so Ricky took that role on for it. And then, I mean, we were just like one big family. Art was the dad, and we was the younger kids.
Right.
Kind of like what that was. Ricky was a good kid. I was a naughty kid. So that's kind of how that happened. And but, I mean, it was great. I mean, the setup was great. We went to Florida, too, because when I said it, I said, hey, Art, Ricky Sanders has something that he wanted me to read for you because he wasn't able to make it out, right? So I'm reading it to him. That's why I was reading it as well, Doc. And then after I finished that read of that, then Ricky comes around the corner and surprises Art and has another look of surprise on his face because he didn't think Ricky was able to come out. So,
it was
just a great day.
Yeah.
A great day.
Yeah, I loved watching it, man. I just thought back to, I mean, that rookie, he was, it's just because you know him and you know how hard he works. And a lot of people don't, he works like a guy that, like he got no talent, and he's immense with talent. And I remember when he broke the record and against Denver, and all these moments start coming back, but he was going to torture of him having to sit out, you know, a Super Bowl. And there's just so many things, man. So it was great. Glad you were pulling off. You did a fantastic job, as always. And so I know you put on so many different events. Are there anything upcoming that Burgundy and Gold Nation should be put down in their calendars or date books to win another Clark production event?
I mean, the season's right around the corner, so I'm sure we'll be doing some, you know, watch parties, and we're still figuring out which games we want to pick for the watch parties, our away game for the Commanders that, you know, we'll do here at our facility. But right now, man, I'm just grinding like everybody else. You know, we're putting together our real estate network of experiences again, so
okay.
That's what I'll do as soon as I hang up with you. I'll get right back to finishing up creating content that we can start pushing out for our real estate services.
Wait a minute, our super producer has one for you.
Yes, Gary, you guys didn't touch on it, but I'm pretty sure you're aware of the Terry McLaurin contractual frustrations. Where do you necessarily stand on, you know, the business side, and then also, I think from a fan perspective, because I'm a fan of the team and was, you know, since I've been a kid, how do you go about, you know, rewarding a guy that's been nothing but a professional guy on and off the field, who's been productive, who has no signs of slowing down and wants to be here in D.C., and he's made it abundantly clear that he wants to be here?
I tell you what, I mean, that's my whole point. Like, Terry, you understand the philosophy of the team. The philosophy of the team has been this way for every owner that I've ran into, quite honestly. They think you hit a certain age, they think your game tends to go downhill, which is completely false, by the way. For the most part, it doesn't go downhill. Terry, each season, he's gotten better and better and better. And I don't care that he's 30 years old. So what? I mean, he's still balling. I mean, he's balling, and I get it from the one standpoint, but what I do hope is that they get Terry signed, because Terry and Jaden together, that's something hard to deal with. I know we got some help that came in this year. I know we got some help. We traded. We got some help to come in, but Terry, it'd be like losing Art Monk.
Or
it'd be like losing Art Monk when we were playing.
Or you to Arizona. Or you to that's part of this process. Three,
I mean, things tend to go the other way when you lose the main segment of your team.
Right.
And he's the main segment of the passing game. I mean, he just is. He's the main target.
Oh, yeah, no question.
Even when, the great guy we got coming in, he's going to be awesome too. But Terry's a guy. Like, I came in, I was great. I did what I had to do, but at the end of the day, it was still Art's team. That's the way we looked at it. He was the dad, we were the kids, but and with Terry, that's what Terry is now.
Yeah.
And I hope they get it worked out. I really do, because I love Terry McLaurin. I think he is me, Art, and Ricky all wrapped up in one. I love this football team. I love the management. I'm fine with all those things as well, but I just hope I get it worked out. So Terry McLaurin is wearing burgundy and gold when the season starts.
And you say burgundy and gold. How happy are you to see real burgundy and gold return?
I'm always happy when you got something that shows a glimpse of the past. Because a glimpse of the past was always spectacular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, brother, we love you, and we appreciate all that you bring to the table. Please let us know when the next pro football event comes up, because I love your style, man. You give the best burgundy and gold celebration events, and we don't want to miss it.
Thanks so much, Walker. I appreciate both of you guys, man. Thanks for allowing me to be a part of your show today.
You got it. That is G. Clark, or we call it G. Money. It's a man. A lot of fun, man. It's really fun to talk about the era of dominance and then know that we're in the right direction now for the return to glory. Not just throwing it out there, but with real live examples. And today, I think bringing in a young, he's really by standards young 30s, but bringing in Von Miller is a step in the right direction. And that's an important part. Now, the young kids have got to be energized by this, and we just got to keep getting better. We'll take a break. Like to know what's on your mind. So come out, step up. It's time to light it up. 301-230-0980. Holla back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Woo, man. This place is off the chain. I love your style, Ant-Man. It is 5:22 in the nation's capital. Make that 5:23. Been a funky good time here. Now it's time to light it up and find out what's on your mind. We've been doing way too much hogging the microphone. Time to hear what you think, what's going on, and who we starting off with. Are you going to make bifocals on? Oh, okay. I'm aging. Oh, K9. Lap, welcome home.
What's up? What's up, DLC? What's up, Southeast Ant? Thanks again, bro. Appreciate you, man. They gotta get this Terry thing together, man. You know, they gotta sign this boy. This boy's special. He means a lot to this team, this organization, and we need him out there on the field, Doc. We don't need no distractions, you know, so we can focus on football, man, and winning, like you always talk to us about. And Von Miller. I like this kid. Well, he's a grown man, but I've always been a fan of his. I know he's probably not as where he was, but man, he's got so much experience, so much wisdom. Just like how they look to Bobby Wagner.
Yeah.
Them guys gonna look to him, man. He's a champion. You know what I'm saying? And that's the stuff you can't teach. Plus, Doc, he had 6 sacks last year, man. That ain't, you know, for a guy that's on a down climb in his career, man, 6 sacks, we'll take it. So,
you know, you get no objections
just
from me.
I just want to get on the
list. I'm with you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
But we had Ant. Who's next?
We got Jonesy.
Jonesy, K9. Welcome home.
Doc, as Coach used to say, it's piping hot and jumping out the clock.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Listen, man. Getting Von Miller, in my personal opinion, is big. Because, like I said, man, you want to have a player coach on the field right along with our boy that did it last year in Bobby Wagner. We got youngins. That's the reason why a lot of, in years past, we didn't have no vets in front of the youngins. And that's the reason why. And when you don't have vets flowering the wildflowers before they get wild, and before you be able to call them wildflowers, hey, man, you got stuff just growing all over the place, and it ain't growing up right. Getting Von Miller here on third down, and it's long, good God Almighty, I see a quarterback on the ground. And I'm hoping if any one of them quarterbacks that's in front of us starting with the New York Giants.
I hope Chris Russell, I hope the Rooster is listening right now. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yeah, and AMAC too.
AMAC is all the way. Yeah, you bleed. He cuts. He bleeds blue and red. No question.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. He takes little smart shots off on the burgundy and go off on the fly. I be lifted very much, but that's okay. We got him. I'm going to start calling him day one because that's who we see coming up here in the regular season. They're the first on the schedule. Day one, we see him.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. It couldn't work out better. I'm so glad that New York is first, and we have our version of – and I'm not mad at them because we get 2 times a year to where New York, Washington, going head to head, and you know we'll deal with it. We appreciate you, man. Thanks for tapping in with us. I thought, you know what? I almost said, I almost said NELL_BTP. We'll be back. Stay with us. More calls coming. 5:31. Make it 5:32 in the nation's capital. We got a question for you here on the Hoffman Show, DOC, DHing. And Gary Clark joined us, and we talked about, you know, it's tough. Most guys play for multiple teams. But he mentioned about Terry. And if they don't come or get this thing done, what happens? He's the leader of the pack. We got some young prospects, but they are that prospects. And so it's going to be interesting from a leadership standpoint. I think Ertz, I think Ascari, he's the perfect guy, team leader, because all he does is work his butt off. He's dependable. But we all, you know, it's a negotiation. I don't want to be on his side. I want to be on their side. I want to get it done and move forward. So where are you at on it? 301-230-0980 is the number.
And in case you missed it, we just had the legendary Gary Clark share his time with us on the station. And this is what he had to say about Terry and the stall negotiations.
I tell you what, I mean, that's my whole point. Like, Terry, you understand the philosophy of the team. The philosophy of the team has been this way for every owner that I've ran into, quite honestly. They think you hit a certain age, they think your game tends to go downhill, which is completely false, by the way. For the most part, it doesn't go downhill. Terry, each season, he's gotten better and better and better. And I don't care that he's 30 years old. So what? I mean, he's still balling. I mean, he's balling, and I get it from the one standpoint, but what I do hope is that they get Terry signed, because Terry and Jaden together, that's something hard to deal with. I know we got some help that came in this year. I know we got some help. We traded. We got some help to come in, but Terry, it'd be like losing Art Monk.
Art Monk. That's huge right there.
That says a lot. If you want street cred, Gary Clark, he just laid it out for you. That is street cred. When your loss is compared to James Arthur Monk, then you are in high cotton. So that's a good deal. 301-230-0980. We've already made the K-9 call, the cry. So we expect you to come and come hard. Because I think we have something, we can really get something out of this. Because in order to maximize a negotiation, you gotta be in camp. The question I hear more often as I listen to stations, are they gonna sign it before camp? I say no. They won't. That's just what I would wager on that. Because for AP, he's also got to show you what he's made of, because whatever you do, all eyes are on you, and you'll be in the same position next year. Every team does, but the good teams, it's high value player. For those of you who may have come on a little late, TJ Watt, if he might could be moving into your neighborhood. That is, if you've got a multi-million-dollar neighborhood, because this brother just got paid. And the Steelers, they probably may end up still 8-8, 9-7, whatever, 9-8. But he's one of my favorite players to watch, because he's got to be in my top. He's got to be in everybody's top 10 in terms of who plays harder. Who plays harder than TJ Watt? Yeah, holla at me.
And before we get to the calls, Doc, we just heard Gary say the Commanders not having Terry McLaurin this season would almost be the equivalent to, you know, his team back in the day losing Art Monk. Do you think Jaden Daniels can have another successful season like he had if he doesn't have his wide receiver one?
Well, I'm the wrong guy for that because we lost our number one.
True. I forget. James
y'all Arthur.
Y'all won the Super Bowl.
And we had to.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have Art. It made us scared to death.
But that's four games as opposed to a whole season. You guys did win the playoffs and go on a strong run. Yeah.
Walk the dog. So had it been 10 more games, 5 more games, whatever, I really believe we'd have been in a position to win those two. Because we knew we had no other alternative. You were all in love. It's like a jump shooter. That you know, how did the Bulls feel with Mike? That's all I can say.
They lost Mike and they struggled, right?
Yeah, but when you play with Mike and then Mike's gone, man, I'm like, but that's when when Rodman and Scottie Pippen, and they started knocking down threes. It's always a very interesting story. What happens to the number one team when they lose their number one player?
Exactly.
That's important.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we saw Indiana in the playoff, Halliburton down. You know, watching SGA and the boys, your namesake, Ant-Man, a lot of people thought he was going to walk the dog into it. And then them boys, Okie says, look, Slim, we got some place called a vice grip.
Mm-hmm.
And they put the Canadian hammer on him. Lights out. This is what I love most about sports, is that when something changes, now what? So you asked me a question, do I think they could win without Terry?
Yeah, I mean, I think you made a good point
there.
They
have to win without Terry.
You might be the worst person to ask because y'all went out and won a Super Bowl.
I don't know how to not tell you the truth.
Yeah, not. You're right.
I mean, you cannot be dependent upon
one player.
One player. Now, if it's a quarterback, I think it has a little bit more volume to it.
Yeah.
And saying it, but then I go back and I go when Joe T went out with us.
Yeah.
You know, against the Giants, and you start mounting that surge to save your serve, and you got to really be good to win without your best player.
Yeah.
Or your most productive player.
I think y'all were different also, though, Doc. Like, y'all had several players that you guys could, you know, get the ball to. And not to say we didn't necessarily have that, but I think outside of Terry last year, you know, there were players that had their moments. There were players that had their moments.
When they were called upon.
Yeah.
One of them got a $12 million deal. He's in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
See, that's one of the things that I was like, I love the dude. They looked at him as a dollar amount, not as a they knew he was talented, but they were probably too rich for them.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at him. So they showed me they can develop, but also you had five.
Mm-hmm.
Now, protect JD Five better. Guess what? When he looks back at his film, do you know how many times he probably said, I should have thrown it, I should have thrown it, I should have thrown it. At least a dozen I can think of where people were middle open and he decided to go somewhere else with a run. That ain't happened this year.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you, be the bearer of bad news. He's going to be better this year. He's going to be frightening. That's why I am so anxious for us to be better defensively. Because if we get his brother the ball more often, it's going to get ugly for people.
Could, definitely.
Yeah, it's going to get ugly for him. So that's where I'm at on that. 540, we want to take some more calls. K9 Call is out. DOC and Ant-Man right here with you on Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Oh boy, Team 980, the Hoffman Show, DOC, DHing. I'm going All Star style. NL comes back. Still, one of the greatest All Star games, and I've been watching them so long that I don't even want to begin to tell you. But now we got movement. We've picked up another Hall of Fame talent. And I say, when they say future Hall of Famer, you don't throw that out unless it has hooks to it. And I believe that. Von Miller is here. 301-230-0980 is our number. Time for us to mix it up and chop it up, family style. Let's go to Wayne. Wayne, welcome to Team 980.
Hey, Doc, I love you, man. I go back when you were with George Michael, and I always reference Long and Foster back in the day.
Yes, boy, you got a good memory.
But, Doc, it pisses me off when people say, well, Terry's not elite. He'll be 30 years old. How long did Darryl Green play? He played 20 years.
Yeah, thank you.
And
you're making sense, Wayne. You can't make sense in sports talk radio. Just the fact that you referenced somebody that you heard on where? Sports talk radio. Don't do yourself. Your IQ is too high for you to fall for that. Stay true to yourself.
Thank you.
And remember your sources. Where'd you hear it from? And if the person you heard it from has no battle scars on his or her body, move on to the next person. Thank you for being a part of this.
Amen.
Thank you, man.
You said a mouthful, Doc.
My man.
I appreciate you,
thank
man.
Thank you, man.
You stole my thunder, man.
K-9 for life.
K-9
for life.
And you got it, my brother.
You got
because some of them guys they put in front of Terry, and to use your old-time reference, they couldn't bust a grape. I'm out of here, Doc.
Later, Wayne. Upper Marlboro, you are next. Gary, what up?
Hey, Doc, how you doing, man?
I'm better than ever, man.
Hey, look, you're going to be mad at me after this call, but
no, I'm not.
I'm cool with it.
No, I'm not. Why would I be mad at you?
I got a different spin on the Terry thing.
Okay,
we have a real-life example right now of a guy who played in his year 30,
okay,
who was deemed elite, was better than Terry by every stretch, and he had his worst year last year at 30 years old. And I'm talking about the kid in Miami, okay?
Wait a minute, you talking about the cheetah?
The cheetah. He had his worst year.
Yeah.
And that is typical of wide receivers, that at the year 30, they kind of slide. Okay? And Adam Peters is being the adult in the room.
Now, you know why I'm not going to be mad at you?
Caught up in emotion.
Because you've said nothing yet that makes any sense to me. So why would I be mad at you? You just referred a lunatic receiver to a guy in a straitjacket. No, I can't put Terry McLaurin in any conversation with a guy that I think is mentally unstable. And then the quarterbacks is day and night. And you're talking about one team that won and the other team's losing. And I'm supposed to draw a comparison to that? No, I'm not going to be mad at you. I'm going to feel sorry for you. That's what I love you.
You
got to come
back. I know you love me, Doc. But Tyreek Hill was an elite receiver. Crazy as hell.
Yeah.
But he was an elite receiver on the field.
Right.
Even with the craziness off the end, and he fell off a cliff last year. My point is, that is the norm. That's not the exception with 30-year-old wide receivers.
But you have the right to be wrong. So I'm not mad at you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to do what I'm going to do tonight. You just made number one on my prayer list. I'm going to pray for you tonight. And we'll see you next time. Have a good one, man. Let's go to Josh. Josh, welcome to Team 980.
Hey, how you doing, Doc Walker? Thanks
Better
for taking
never.
My call. I appreciate you. Yeah, so I just wanted to talk about the fact that everyone needs to kind of relax, right? Like, because the thing is, I know that there's not a lot of football news that's been going on recently. It's been kind of slow around this time. And I guess the fact that Terry McLaurin is the best receiver in our team, and he's been our best receiver for such a long time. And I know a lot of people are freaking out because the money doesn't seem to be coming through. And if I'm not mistaken, I did hear that he only got offered like $25 million or something like that per year. And if that's the case, I'd be feeling frustrated just like Terry McLaurin would be. But also at the same time, I'm also looking at and his work that he's been putting in. And the work that he's been putting in, I can't really be too mad. Every decision that he's made has been pretty solid. I mean, maybe Marcus Lattimore might have been struggling a little bit, but, I mean, we needed a Marcus Lattimore at that time, right? So, and maybe, you know, we put the chips in there. It didn't go all in. But also at the same time, I feel like generally speaking, Adam Peters was doing a pretty good job, you know? So with Von Miller coming in, I think it was a pretty solid deal. I thought it was good. Also at the same time, though, I might be frustrated kind of like Terry McLaurin would be because it's like, I want to get paid, but it's like, you guys aren't telling me anything, right? You know what I mean? It's like, they haven't been having a conversation for over a month, if I'm not mistaken. So I understand both sides of the situation. Let's say worst case scenario, if Terry doesn't stay with our team, able to like trade him like a misty corner, like a Patrick Surtain or something. Now, obviously I know it's not Madden, but
you know, it would
be nice. Thank you, sir.
I'm glad you said that, Madden. Otherwise, I was going to put you in the crazy house along with Homeboy. But, no, you did say that. We had supermodel Edward Montgomery tap in. He said he didn't have JD5. He says that dude is definitely drinking. Edward, again, welcome back. Well, he could be out in Hollywood right now shooting a movie. But everybody's entitled. You know the beauty about talk radio? We have a format that invites you to be crazy as a bat out of hell and not be mocked as a result of it. It's a free space. You can come here and be off the base. It's okay. We'll help you get back on course if you want to get on course, or you can go around your buddies and sound like you've been involved in an illegal substance. Let's go to Hugh. Hugh. Welcome to Team 980.
Good afternoon, sir. I've been a fan since actually before you were on the team. That I have a win-win situation, team and Terry. I'm a numbers kind of guy, and we're respecting, you know, 30-31, that I say $100 million, $50 million guarantee, which is an in-between number, and it's for 3 years. I think that puts him right about, you know, 5-6, you know, the best that he's not a $40 million a year guy, and I hope he's not asking to break the bank like that. So $100 million comes out to $33 a year. I think that's a win-win. And if he needs like a no trade clause to make it a little sweeter, you know, we can work with that too.
Nah, we need more guaranteed money, man. Did you just see what TJ Watt signed? $108 million guaranteed. That would be my only rebuttal. We need more guaranteed money.
And $50 million is not chump change.
It's not.
He's not going to be hurting for a long time.
It's not, but...
So half of that now, it's weird in between the years. You would want to go usually 33 or 66, but I think right in the middle of 50, and, you know, that's respecting that he might, you know, decrease a little. I don't know that the Darryl Green comparison, you know, that was a rare one of 20 years, same team, and he didn't miss, you know, that many games. But we love Terry. We want Terry back. And what a great compliment Debo is going to be for him. Austin Eckler out of the backfield with those good hands. You know, I mean, we're looking sweet. And you don't like my numbers, though, man? 3 years, team happy. He should be happy enough. He's not getting 6, 5, 6, 7 years. You know, be reasonable. And he's not getting $40 million. Have you heard? Nobody's heard how much he's wanting per year.
Well, we know he's not getting 40, I would think.
Right.
But what's reasonable? See, when you're the guy putting in the work and you dragging the team along, I don't do other people's money. But whatever he can get, he gets. And whatever AP can save for, you know, it's a tug of war. There's going to be a winner and a loser. Unfortunately, I don't buy that crap that with nobody, we all win. No, we don't. That's what, otherwise, it's not a negotiation. And the money the money I save is the money maybe that a Nickelback ends up getting that we wouldn't be able to get and ends up changing everything. You never know. But this is business. This is not personal. It's not like they don't love each other. They do. But the Harris is going to fire somebody. That's one thing I can promise you.
Either GM or the player
is going to be on the short string.
He's getting $15 million for this year, right?
I'm not certain.
If 25.
I think that's the number. 25? I don't know exactly.
25.
I don't know.
You have a cap hit of $25 million.
Because I never
get
involved.
We're really obviously going to increase him by, that's 33%.
Get what you
from
get.
25 to from 33.
You can't spend another man's money. And value is not talked about. You show it. It's like the Bengals. The Bengals are the best because they don't pay hard to anybody. You got to almost force suicide for them to do something. And their team is always crying. I don't like that. I know that situation firsthand. It's not a conducive business environment. I like what the DeBartolos had built. And I like the fact that our guys have been with the Niners as well. It's also been with the Patriots and the Broncos. Everybody knows it's business, but you ain't got to be a jerk about it. The Bengals are jerks. And I don't think this organization is going to be done that way. It's going to be fair. But there's always somebody wins and somebody in their mind that loses. It's not going to get away from that. If you accept a tie in a negotiation, you a marshmallow. And I wouldn't want you on my team or running my front office.
Quick question about the Bengals. You remember Trey Hendrickson from just, what, three, 4 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Did he sign? Did he get traded? Because we'd love to have him, too, maybe. Now, Miller.
You want everything, but how much money are you going to put into this?
Well, we have, like, what, the third or fourth best salary cap of all the NFL teams?
I said, but you're talking like spending their money. I want you to talk like it's your money.
Uh-oh.
Now, there you go. Say goodbye. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. I love people call up here, spend it. Let's go. No, let's treat it like it's your bread. Now what? They go silent as a church mouse. 557 here on the Hoffman Show. DOC, DHing, and swinging a huge bat. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth.
For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani, inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.